Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking, and I am so excited. I have wanted this for the longest time, to have a car show, but not just any car show, a car show called Car Care and You, and we found the perfect guy, owner of Alexander's All Care Automotive. Alexander Mellis, how are you?
Very good. Thank you very much, Dave, for having me on.
Absolutely. This is going to be phenomenal because I'll tell you, when people buy a car, whether it's new or used, and maybe especially used, but new, you have to have maintenance. You know, people just don't know. The auto industry, not many people like myself know the inner workings of an automobile. And if people are buying used cars, you don't know exactly what you're getting. Some of them as is. That means you drive off the lot, and whatever happens, happens. And it's always great to know someone that's honest, someone that's great, someone that's passionate about what they do, someone that cares for people in an unbelievable way. Alexander, that's you.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. That's why you're on the show now, and it's going to be every second Tuesday of each month from 2 to 3, Car Care and You. Alexander Mellis, owner of Alexander's All Care Automotive. The topic today is something I think everyone wants to know about. People have a certain perception of various industries, not only auto mechanics, but that will be our topic, the perception of people, people's perception about auto mechanics, but also CPAs. I'm a CPA, and I know what people's general perception is. Attorneys, there's a perception, a general perception about attorneys. Certainly car salespeople, there's a certain perception. That's a strong perception. And before we get into your background, why don't we talk a little bit about perception? If I said, for example, Alexander, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you know, when you hear the word car salesperson? What's the first word in your mind?
A lot of negativity.
Yeah. I mean, it's you know, and we're not criticizing a certain industry.
Over-pressurized,
yeah.
Being pressured.
Exactly. My word is vulture, yeah. You know. So, but again, it's not critical. I have a lot of great friends, obviously, right. in different industries, certainly auto sales industry. But it's just a perception that people have. It's undeniable. You know, I did some training for auto dealers, and I even asked the salespeople. You know, we had a bunch of salespeople in there. I think maybe 50 or so, or 50 plus. And I go, what do you think the people think about, you know, what's their perception of you? And they start all chanting like, oh, yeah, lower than dirt, or lower, you know, we could play handball on the side of a curb, or, you know, sharks or vultures. And they actually know, and I think it's important to redefine that. I told them that, and they started to listen, because you don't want to start off on a negativity-type situation where people have this perception, and you don't do anything to break their perception. That would be, well, that'd be not a good thing. But every industry is like that, and we'll go through that. But let's talk a little bit before we get into people's perception about auto mechanics. And maybe we could say that I think generally people's perception may be the fear of the unknown. You know, do I really need that particular job, that rebuilt engine, a new transmission? Do I really need this repair? And that's probably a perception generally in the auto mechanic industry. Does that sound right?
Absolutely. The perception that we have in our industry is somewhat negative. A lot of people think they're going to get ripped off when they take their car in. A lot of apprehension with the customer, you know, leaving their vehicle with you. And it's just our job to basically make sure that that customer feels comfortable with what we're doing, delivering what we're saying, and making them feel, you know, comfortable. Customer service is really huge in at least in my business, making that customer feel very comfortable, which sometimes can be very difficult, but that's what we strive on.
And I admire you for that, because when I've been, I visited your shop, well, several times now. And I'll tell you, I mean, I know this was unrehearsed. I'm here, you know, we made an appointment. I'm sitting in the shop, and you were always patient, and you got customers calling and coming in. But what amazed me the most, and this is firsthand experience, is customers come in, and it looks like they're all your friends. They go, hey, how's it going? And they go, thank you so much for helping me out on this car. I was, you know, I was terrified. I didn't know what was going on. You have this way with people that give them comfort. You mentioned that, and comfort is so important. Oh, in all walks of life, actually, if you think about it. But especially with your auto, because transportation is so important, because why? It's a connection to your livelihood. In other words, you got to get to work, to groceries, to shopping, to entertainment. It's almost like the central focus point on everything you do.
We don't just like our customers. We love our customers.
Nice.
They are our bread and butter, and we just greatly appreciate them even coming through our door and being that customer. And we develop friendships. We develop a lot of really cool good intimacy with our customers. I think that's so important, to be passionate in what you do. And that's what we are. We're very passionate. And I'm very passionate about my customers.
And you could tell in just the title of the show, Car Care. The key word is care and you. And it's not just caring about their car.
It's caring
about
them. Absolutely.
And that's what I love about this name of the show, because you live what this title is. And you were on about a month or so ago, and that's where I first learned. I go, wow, everyone needs to know about you, because –
Thank you.
You know, you're welcome, because I think we've all had that experience in life, that we've been, you know, what you'd call ripped off by, well, many different industries. But auto is just the scary thing. I remember I had a VW once and long ago, and they said, oh, you need a whole new engine. You know, and I go, really? You know, but then I took it somewhere else and they go, no, you don't. It was something really minor. And it's like, oh, my gosh, that's where people get perceptions.
Yes.
It's scary, isn't it?
Very. And I put my shoes in my customer's shoes. It's not all about making profit. It's about making sure your customer is happy, making sure that their car is properly repaired, not going overboard. A lot of shops, they're under a lot of pressure to overcharge the customer or sell everything they can.
Yeah.
And that's not really necessary.
It really isn't. It depends on your criteria, I'm going to guess. If your criteria is to provide the best of customer service with technical excellence, that's one thing. But if your best, and I believe, you know, I believe this is correct, what I'm going to say. Some of the dealers out there give commissions, I believe, to their service people when you drive into the service. And they're upselling, or they're selling maybe things that, or borderline. I don't know if you've heard that, but commission, if you're working on commission a lot, you know, that can lead to a tendency to sell stuff maybe you don't need.
Yes, I truly believe that. And I'll tell you, the way I pay my technicians is they get a base salary and then they get bonuses.
Yeah.
If I was to pay them like flat rate per hour, not only I'm putting pressure on them to hurry the job up, and also safety being a big issue, them getting hurt. I don't want that. I want them to be relaxed. I want them to do the job properly and correctly and make sure that it's out 100% perfect.
Yeah.
So by adding these flat rate hours, you put a lot of pressure on a technician. So some, I'm not saying all, there are some places out there that will oversell just so they can, you know, make a paycheck. Well, that's not right.
I agree. You either do a good job or you don't, and it's not. It shouldn't be profit motivated. Yeah, everyone needs to make a profit, but you don't make a profit on the expense of a customer.
Never.
That doesn't make sense, right? That's a short-lived company, isn't it?
Yes, and you know, red flags are when you see a shop and there's no cars there. That's a huge red flag.
You know, that's a good point. You know, I never thought of that, but you know, you call up a shop and hey, I got something. Can you look at it? Oh yeah, we you know. We bring it right in, and I'll tell you, when I was at your shop, now I know you accommodate people, but wow, are you popular. I mean, there's cars everywhere. It's like, wow, it's like this must be a phenomenal shop if everyone wants to go to you.
Yeah, that's because we have a lot of passion in what we do. My guys are great. They work hard. They love what they do. That's what I like, positive energy. We pass that on to our customers, and each customer is unique and different in every different way, financially, and we just make sure we take care of them and make them feel comfortable with what's going on. And 95% of our business, or maybe even higher, is all referral.
Wow.
Customer referral. So when the customer comes in and says, Alexander, you were highly recommended by so-and-so. I mean, that's just such a good feeling. I can't even begin to tell you. It's just, it's a rush.
Yeah,
and I enjoy that.
I believe it. And it's not only a good feeling that you hear it. I think it's a good feeling from your customer's point of view that they have the honor to recommend you.
Yes.
In other words, they have a good feeling to their neighbor, for example. Oh, yeah, I know someone. Oh, you're going to love this guy, Alexander. You know, and I bet that creates a good feeling. So there's so many things going on. When you do such great work like you do with such great compassion for people and understanding, well, the last 5 years it's been difficult for people, but you have an understanding there, and you will do whatever it takes to help them. People just like beyond appreciation.
Yeah. You know, another thing that I have here is it's not about me. It's not about us. It's about our customers.
Yeah.
And I always put that into perspective. You know, what can we do to make that customer happy and make sure their car is nice and safe and soundworthy?
Yeah. And that's important. And you hit it on the head there because there's different type of trust issues with mechanics. First, did you pay a fair price, and did you get what you really should have gotten? I mean, did you get something you didn't need? That's always running through people's minds. But also in my mind, you know, and I think other people's mind, like, oh, you put on new brakes? Am I going to be able to stop? Did they put it on right? It may be a silly fear, but it's like, ooh, you know, am I going to, you know, did they just change the fuel pump or something? Am I going to explode on the freeway?
Or forget to put the lug studs on the tire, tighten them down.
That happened to me. It's like, really? I never went back to that place.
No,
that's scary. But that,
yes.
I bet you have stories after stories about this.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, from horror stories that you've heard, and I don't know if you want to share a few, maybe after our break in a few minutes, but I think people realize that they have had some glimpse of what we're talking about. And you know, like doctors, we didn't take that industry. You know, you want someone that cares. You know, we've all maybe experienced a dentist or doctor that, you know, rush, rush, rush. They treat you like a number. Well, you don't treat your customers like a number, do you?
No way.
How do you do that? What do you do that's special?
What we do is we develop a relationship with our customers, kind of like a one-on-one. We have a lot of respect for what we do, and this industry can be very difficult.
Yeah.
There's just so much technology that just keeps advancing, and trying to be on top of it, you know, is what we do. And we stand out. Our customer service, I think, is where we really stand out, and the level of technology that we do on our vehicles and make sure that we take care of them properly is huge. We have a lot of really big fleets that we service. Mm. We have a huge spectrum of customers, which is really great. I love it. I mean, every day there's new customers coming through the door. I get to meet new people. I get to find out about them. I always like to carry a conversation with them because they're very interesting.
Yeah.
And I love that. I'm a people person.
And that is key. Yeah. People love that. They don't want to come through the door and say, oh, you're number 10. And that's it. You know their names. I mean, no, really. I was sitting there watching customers come through the door.
Yes.
I was astonished at everyone just really.
I have a gift for that. I remember their dog's name.
Really?
I remember their kids' names. I remember their birthdays. I mean, it's really cool because, like I said, customers are everything to us.
It really is.
It's huge. And
it's the biggest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be. And why don't we take a quick break right now? When we come back, we'll continue our discussion, the debut show of Car Care and You, starring Alexander Mellis, owner of Alexander's All Care Automotive. And when I say All Care, I mean all care. And that's very important to people when they entrust their car, their auto, whether it's an expensive one or not, is still all about not only properly servicing it, but the safety of your vehicle coming back. Was it properly worked on? And we'll continue this discussion right after this break.
At Beerenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac and the debut show of Car Care and You, starring Alexander Mellis, owner of Alexander's All Care Automotive. And wow, I love that song. Was that Jan and Dean or the Beach Boys, Tommy? I think
Beach Boys.
Do you remember that song, Alexander, the T-Bird song?
Absolutely.
Wow, you don't look that old. Come on. Yeah. You look young. I remember it, though.
And Jan and Dean, too.
Yeah, remember Jan and Dean? Yes. Didn't they have a car song? I forgot.
Yeah.
I thought it was a T-Bird thing. But that was a good show. And I mean, good song for sure. Anyway, this is something I wanted to do for the longest time on Breakthrough Thinking because, you know, to have a car show, Car Care and You, because that is something that weighs on people's mind. Our first segment, we talked about how important it is to really break the perceptions and live out what people would want most in an auto mechanic shop. And there's a lot of horror stories out there, a lot of perceptions about, you know, are you getting, you know, ripped off? Are you getting the right job done? But let's talk about all this because what you do, you create trust. And let me ask you this, Alexander, how important is trust in your industry?
Trust is pretty much everything. We have to have trust in our vendors. We have to have trust in our mechanics, our technicians. I think a big part about it, about this is trust in parts. through the first years of when we started out, we didn't have a lot of good relationships with a lot of our vendors because our vendors were selling us parts that were defective or inadequate. So we would have comebacks. And, you know, to have a comeback is extremely embarrassing. Not only that, it puts the customer out. And, of course, you know, because customer service is huge for us, we would definitely take care of the issue.
Yeah.
But today we've found the correct vendors. You know, it's a huge networking of being with the right industry, the right vendors. That's so important. Will a vendor stand behind that motor?
Yeah.
Will they warranty that? You know, they got our backs, and we love that. And that's huge. Using the wrong vendor can literally put you out of business because there's a lot of people out there that don't back up their parts. They don't back up their transmissions. They don't back their motors. And that can be pretty catastrophic.
That's. I'm glad you mentioned that because I think the average person really doesn't understand that, and you just hit it on the head. That is, it's a team approach. You have the vendors. The vendors that will sell you, distribute great, you know, reliable parts. They'll stand behind the parts. And then let's talk now about not only the trust of the vendors, but your employees, hiring the right employees. The people that have the same attitude that you have with technical excellence, that's got to be an interesting situation there.
Extremely difficult.
Yeah, how do you
but
do that?
We have the team.
Yeah.
We have a great team. My guys are awesome. I love them. Their attitude, their performance, their knowledge of skill is just unbelievable, and their dedication. They take so much pride in working on their cars. It's literally like putting their brand – their name when they work on that car, and the attitude. I mean, there's some when I first started out, we had such a difficulty finding the correct technicians because either you'd get the guy that was like the most brilliant guy out there, but he had this Madonna type attitude. It was very difficult to deal with.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, you start weighing it out. Gosh, is this guy really even worth keeping because of all this drama that he's creating, you know? And no, it got to the point where I didn't even want to come in because I was afraid to deal with that type of drama.
I know how it is. Know? I think in any industry it's like that.
Yeah.
It's like you have some technically great people, but if there's too much drama or you have not the greatest technical people, but you got great people skills, but you found a complete balance.
Absolutely.
Excellence in everything.
And you know what? We are growing at such a phenomenal rate. We are still looking for more technicians to hire. And at the moment, I have a great crew. I love these guys. They've been with me for quite some time. We have a great team atmosphere, more like a family atmosphere.
Oh, that's sort of cool way to describe it.
Absolutely.
And that shows up, and the customers notice that. When you treat your employees good.
My customers know my employees, too. They'll know them on a first-name basis, or I just want Oscar working on my car, I want George, or... You know, somebody working on my car, or they'll go back and say hi to them. You know,
really?
it's just a really cool bonding that we have that we try to, you know, focus on to make this whole thing a comfortable experience.
Which is really nice. You just don't see that very often at all. But, you know, usually when you find someone, you don't want to let them go. I mean, when they find you, for example, and they have that trust and they know they're getting a great value – but by a great person, too, someone that's so treats people with respect and honor, I bet not many people, they want to hold on to you.
Yes, they do.
Wow.
And they also refer their family, their coworkers, and that's really important to us, you know, all of that.
No question about it. So we talked about vendor. That's one aspect of trust. Trust your vendors. Your employees. Well, without great employees, it's difficult, especially to expand. I mean, you could be doing stuff like on your own, but you have to be able to extend part of you through your employees.
Yeah.
And that's probably hiring practices. So where do you find all your good people?
Where do I find my people?
You know what?
I think I've been really lucky.
Yeah.
I think, you know, just having that positive energy and finding the right people that come in and just have that great attitude. You know, I had a young kid come in last week, and he did an internship with us, and he's going to one of the technical schools to learn how to be an auto mechanic or auto technician. And I asked him, I said, you know, what do you like about the program? And his answer was, I love the program. And I thought, wow, this is great. This is what I want.
Yeah.
Somebody that loves what they do, not like, love what they do.
Passion.
Absolutely.
That carries a day, doesn't it?
It sure does.
You don't want, you know, the worst thing, the worst nightmare, you know, you walk into an auto shop and you see one of the mechanics and they go, yeah, I'll take care of your car. And they go, oh, what a headache I have. I wish I was home. You know, that would scare me, you know, rather than the opposite that you'll find at your shop is like, oh, my gosh, nice seeing you, Dave. And I can't wait to work on your car. And don't worry about anything. You know, someone with a great passionate attitude goes a long, long way. You know, I often ask, I'll go into, you know, the bank or a restaurant, and I'll say, you know, how's it going? And it always bothers me when people, like at a bank, they'll go, well, I only got 20 minutes left, I can get out of here.
Wow.
I ever experienced that?
All the time.
It's like, are you kidding me? Are you really telling a customer you want to leave early because you can't wait to get out of here?
Yeah. I can walk into a business, and just from the attitude of the employees, and sometimes I'm wondering, where's the owners? Where's the managers here?
Yeah.
They're so negative, and I'm thinking, gosh, you know, this isn't the only place I can come and eat at.
Exactly.
You know? And if you leave with a bad experience, you're not going to go back.
There's no question. It's just mind-boggling to see that, but it's so consistent. And occasionally you get that diamond in the rough, like you with Otto, where they go, oh, I just love what I do. I mean, wouldn't that be a great response, you know, saying, hey, how's it going? You know, and rather than them saying, I can't wait to get out of here and have some fun, saying, man, I just love what I do. I'm so happy you're here. I mean, how big is that? That is huge to respond
huge.
To a customer that they're happy you're here.
Yes.
Versus why, you know, how about the, this always gets me too. You're going to love this. How about, I've experienced this with big chains, like I won't say, there's certain chicken chains and, and other restaurants, you know, and they close at a certain time. And let's say they close at 8. And I know it's like, you know, 7 minutes to 8. And they're locking the door already. If I was the, you know, the owner or the franchisor or someone, I'd be absolutely outraged because I said, hey, it's not 8. They go, well, on my hour clock, it's 8. And I'm looking, and I go, look at my phone. It's, you know, timed. It's synchronized with the timing thing. And they go, well, okay, but, yeah, we're going to close early. It's like, really? Are you kidding me? You're turning away a customer?
Yeah, we never turn customers away. And if we have to stay late, we stay late. My guys understand that. If they have to come in an hour early because we're very overloaded, they'll come in. They understand the importance of what it is to –
yeah.
To keep the customer happy, and that's my team.
Yeah.
I mean, I really stand behind my guys 100%, and I don't really treat them like employee. I treat them like, you know, my family.
See, which is so nice because customers will know that, and
oh, they feel it.
Oh, there's no question. You know, people, you know, at least at an unconscious level, I do something called neurolinguistic programming, the study of human excellence. Tony Robbins, the most well known of NLP practitioners, But people will pick things up consciously, but they'll also pick up things unconsciously. And sometimes you just walk into any type of company and you just get a bad feeling, right?
Yeah.
And you walk out. Or you should walk out.
Right.
That energy.
Happens a lot.
Yeah.
It happens a lot.
In many different industries.
And you just wonder, you know, gosh, where's the owner or I mean, are they even aware of what's going on? I see that a lot.
Yeah, there's no question about it, and I think it's very important for these owners, listeners right now, if you own a business, the people side combined with technical excellence is so critical. So if you're wondering why you're not doing well, and this is from a CPA talking, you know, it's not always the numbers. It's what the numbers reflect, and the numbers reflect behaviors, attitudes, organization, good systems, technical excellence. I mean, I could go on and on. Does
it's
this
a
make
whole
sense?
Formula.
It
absolutely
is. It really is a formula. And why don't we take another break right now? And when we come back, let's talk a little bit about, We just talked about who you are, but what you do. What type of cars do you service? What type of jobs do you have? So people get a little flavor about, oh, wow, I could take it to Alexander because he does that type of stuff. And so we'll talk a little bit about the what, and then we'll also talk about mechanic excellence and customer service. But we will be right back after these words.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches. 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And this is the debut show of Car Care and You, starring Alexander Mellis, owner of Alexander's All Care Automotive. Wow, I love these songs. That was the Beatles. I knew that one. The other one, I wasn't sure if it was Jan and Dean or the Beach Boys. But Tommy, as appropriate, said it was the Beach Boys. And he is quite correct. You do win the trip to somewhere. Now, that was fun. Remember that song by the Beatles?
Absolutely.
I love that song.
I love the Beatles.
Oh, they, wow. Yeah, are they
that's
like...
That's my generation.
Yeah, me too. Oh, and yeah. Speaking of my generation, there was a song by The Who singing My Generation. They just did a concert. I knew I had a client that went. They were at Jobbing.com Arena, I think on Wednesday night, I believe, or Tuesday, something like that. I don't think it was a sellout, but here they're rocking away The Who.
Wow.
At Jobbing.com Arena. At 70 or 65 years old, impressive, isn't it?
Yes. I remember going to concerts in the 70s.
Yeah.
Kind of reliving that, rehashing the old moments, you know.
Remember Three Dog Night?
I love Three Dog Night.
I saw them about 3 months ago in person.
They're all gray and...
But they were great, though.
Yeah. They still can perform
Phenomenal. I remember some of those great... songs. They, you know, for a 5-year stretch there, I can't remember when, was it in the 70s? I believe so. Maybe 68 to 73. They were the highest selling rock band at that point.
Wow.
I can't even imagine. I mean, that's incredible. Tommy is a musician, by the way, our great producer here. Rockabilly. He's the drummer. He's a drummer.
Wow.
Pretty good. We want you in here and drum. I'll play guitar. Do you play anything?
Guitar.
Oh, you do? Me too. I used to teach guitar.
Did you?
I took guitar lessons
for a long time, and I played guitar for many, many years.
Are you good? Can you be in a band?
Absolutely.
Tommy, you need a guitarist. I'm his manager now. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Car Care and You, the debut show. It's going to be every second Tuesday of each month, second Tuesday from 2 to 3. This is great because people really need to know. Now, we told our listeners we're going to say, well, what do you do? We talked about who you are, the great qualities, the passion you have to help people. But what do you do? What type of work do you do? What can people expect? What's the menu, in other words? What's on your menu of what you can do for people?
We work on all different makes and models of vehicles, anywhere from your Asian, your European. We work on all of that. We do transmission repair. Transmission replacements, engine replacements, water pumps, cooling systems, tune-ups, diagnostics, and even emissions.
Oh, really?
And emissions is really big because if your check engine light's on, you're not going to go through emissions.
That's right. So you'll do the actual testing?
Actually, the state in Arizona does the testing.
But if
the vehicle fails, we work on the vehicles to make sure that they do pass.
Oh.
And we even go one step further where we literally will repair the vehicle and take it down to emissions to pass, bring it back to our shop, and then release it to our customers that it passed.
You actually drive it to the mission place?
We make sure that it passes emissions for them. Because we know how frustrating it can be for them to go down there and wait in line and then only to find out the check engine light pops back on. We don't want that. We don't want that. We want them to be happy and know, hey, I don't have to go back down there. This is great. And
that's amazing. Well, that's like the red carpet treatment.
100%
I had
red
no
carpet.
Idea.
Yes.
I don't think anyone does that. That's amazing. You're creative, innovative. Mm-hmm. It all stems from your love for people.
And our warranties, too. We offer 2-year, 24,000 mile warranty on most products. Our motors have 3-year unlimited mileage warranties. Our transmissions are 3 years, 36,000 mile warranties. They're really good warranties, and we stand behind our warranties. That's the big thing, is standing behind what you do.
So is this, you're talking about if they buy a new engine or you do a rebuild of an engine, is that what you're talking about? You warranty that for what, a couple of
three
years?
3 years, unlimited mileage.
Really?
Absolutely.
Jeez, now
parts and labor.
Oh, that is that's huge.
Yeah.
Now you don't do anything like extended warranties, or do you? I don't know.
We work with extended warranty companies, absolutely.
Oh.
There are a lot of good extended warranty companies out there, and then there's some that aren't so good.
Hmm.
So buyer beware. You know, do your due diligence before you buy an extended warranty. There's a lot of fine print in there that people just don't read, and then when something happens to their car, they think it's going to be covered, and it's not.
Oh.
Or a lot of, there's warranty companies out there that will only provide used parts for the repair. And that's just,
people don't
read. They don't do their due diligence when it comes to finding these warranty companies.
So is that something people could, or if you have customers, they can ask you and say, hey,
absolutely. I'd recommend some of the best warranty companies out there that will stand behind their product.
Wow. Now, what I think is sort of cool also on your menu of things that you do is you know, if you buy, well, let's say a new car, you know, I know used cars are popular during the last 5 years because of the recession, and but you know, people will buy a new car here and there, and that might be becoming more popular these days. But the thing is that to keep that warranty, you need to have maintenance.
Keep up the maintenance.
And I'm thinking that you are okay to do, you can do the maintenance,
yes,
as long as
can.
They keep the receipts.
Absolutely. We do the 30,000-mile intervals, 60,000-mile intervals, the 3 to 5,000-mile intervals that require, like some vehicles, maybe synthetic engine oil, which is every 5,000, and then regular motor oil is 3,000. But, yeah, we have some pretty great programs that we use. We use AllData. We use Mitchell. And it keeps us up to date, and we stay on top of the technological end of the automotive.
Yeah, which is important because, wow, with all the these computers, right, running, it seems like everything. And that's amazing to me that things have changed dramatically. You've seen the changes, right?
Yeah, I've seen going from Mitchell books to computers, and I was one of those kind of guys that was kind of, you know, didn't believe in computers, and then just saw the amazing things that just have evolved from it. And it's all information highway.
Let me ask you this. What's your most common type of work with your regular customers? Is it just routine maintenance maybe? Or is there one thing that you notice that you do more of, for example?
Actually, when a customer starts coming to us, we do everything from their oil changes to the brakes and even the major auto repair. We basically do heavy repairs like motor replacements, transmission replacements. We do, like I said earlier, emissions. We do all of that. It doesn't matter what the need is. We take care of that need.
So in other words, it's like a one-stop shop.
Yes, it is.
You don't have to go here and then go there. Like some mechanics won't do transmissions.
Right.
And they sub it out. Like you go and you go, where's my car? Oh, we subbed it out to a transmission shop. You don't know even who it is, right?
No, we don't do that. We do that all in-house.
That's pretty cool stuff, I think. And now, I was actually witnessing this, about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, where I just love your honesty on this. You know, a customer had to have major work, and you were right up front. You go, I don't know if it's worth it. You're not selling a job just to sell a job. And then say, oh, it's not worth it. I mean, the car, you know.
It's hard to do that. Sometimes people have really close attachments to their cars.
But at least you're honest and say, hey, this is an older car. Do you really want to put this amount of money?
Or it can become a huge money pit.
Yeah.
And then you're taking thousands of dollars from them only to find out more issues and more problems. And sometimes you just got to break the ice and say, hey, listen, this car, it's tired. I mean, it's just how
they
how
wear out.
How much do you love your car and how deep are your pockets, you know?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
Yeah.
I totally agree. And the other thing you mentioned, which I really liked when you're on the show a month ago, and I believe you said this, is that if people are looking for a used car, you know, it's usually as is or whatever. But you say you would, if they brought it to you, you would check it out for them.
Absolutely.
And I thought, now correct me if I'm wrong, did you say for free or was it?
We will not charge the customer. We'll do a basic inspection. Mm. We'll check the motor. We'll check everything out. And we'll give them an honest evaluation of the vehicle. And sometimes, you know, I think it's really good that we do that service because we develop a new customer. And they feel comfortable because there's a lot of cars out there people are selling.
Yeah.
I don't want to say anything bad about Craigslist, but, I mean, we've seen some real nightmares, you know.
Really?
And people don't even know. The car will look nice and shiny on the outside, but underneath there's thousands of dollars worth of work that needs to be done, and they have no idea of it. And we just kind of tell them, you know what, you can bring the owner of the vehicle in, but we're going to be brutally honest. And sometimes the owner of that vehicle gets offended, but, hey, we have to be honest.
Yeah, it is what it is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And how important is that? I mean, if you're about, let's say you're a young kid, older person, or even just any age, and it's your hard-earned money. You're going to buy this used car. You like the car. And if they don't take it to you to inspect it, or someone at least, and you offer to do a free basic inspection, I mean, that is a tragedy if you don't know what's wrong up front for two reasons. One, it might alter your decision. You may pass on buying it. Or two, you may negotiate it down the price because you know there's going to be more repair work. But as long as you know that, it's okay. Why don't people do that more often? Maybe they don't know about what you guys do for people buying used cars, and maybe
maybe they see new tires and shiny rims and a nice stereo system, and that's it. They're sold.
Yeah. Unfortunate, though, because there is a solution there, and it's called Alexander. So, really, we encourage people to call. Let's give out your number now, in fact, and we'll give it out again because there's probably people listening saying, wow, we haven't given the number out. How do we get in touch with this guy? What's your number?
602-956-3781.
Yeah, so that's 602-956-3781. Really, if you're buying a used car, call Alexander. I mean,
we'll be more than happy to check it out.
I mean, there's no harm to that. In fact, it can only save you grief and probably big money.
Yeah, we've had customers come in and they just bought the car because of the appearance or because it had a really fancy stereo and they didn't check it out. And then they bring it in only to find out that it needs a motor.
Oh.
And they've worked 3 or 4 years hard to buy this car only to get manipulated and screwed on a vehicle. You know?
Very sad, you know, when that happens. And it happens.
And it happens quite frequently.
Yeah. I believe it. Whether, private parties, like you said, I guess Craigslist, but I guess there's a lot of little dealers out there, too. You see them.
And to look out, especially when you're, you know, buying vehicles, look out for that salvage title or restore title.
Oh, yeah. What is that about, salvage title?
Usually a salvage title would be a vehicle that's been totaled out.
Oh.
I'm not saying all salvage title vehicles are bad. There are some that are put together right, but there's a lot that aren't. And it can be a huge safety issue.
Oh.
You don't know what kind of parts they were replaced with, you know, what the age of the other vehicle replacement parts that were added onto this to make it a restorable vehicle. And not only that, a lot of insurance companies will not give you full coverage insurance on those type of vehicles.
You know, I heard about that. That's something very important to know.
Yeah.
Actually, if you think about it. Let's take another quick break, and then when we come back, we'll continue our discussion, of course, with Alexander Mellis, owner of Alexander's All Care Automotive. And this is the debut show of Car Care and You. We're talking to Alexander here in studio, and of course they're going to be on every second Tuesday of each month from 2 to 3. We'll be right back.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time. or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's Service Master Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for Service Master Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red super stock Dodge. And everybody's saying that there's nobody meaner than the little old lady from Pasadena.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And that is Jan and Dean, I think, Alexander. Am I right?
Yes, it is.
Tommy, Jan and Dean. Hey, nice job. Little old lady from Pasadena. And a standing ovation for the debut show of Car Care and You, starring Alexander Mellis, owner of Alexander's All Care Automotive, every second Tuesday of the month from 2 to 3. And I love this music.
Me
it gets
too.
Me into the car music. I want to get my T-Bird out. Oh, I don't have a T-Bird. Okay. Remember those little T-Birds? They were cute.
Yes.
Are they still around? I don't know. I think I haven't seen one in a long time.
Most of them are very collectible.
Oh, yeah.
Like
you're probably
older
right.
T-Birds. But I think they did try to make a debut back in 2004. They came out with them again.
Yeah.
But only for, I think, 2 years. I'm not sure.
I think you're right, though. I remember that. I remember this little tiny T-Bird. Long ago in my youth days, and I had a girlfriend at the time, and her friend had this little T-Bird, and we all wanted to drive with her. But it was really too small. I think it was like a two-seater.
Yeah.
How did we get six people in a two-seater? Okay, just kidding. That was beyond the statute of limitations. Okay, anyway, just kidding you there. Anyway, let's talk a little bit. We have maybe 6 minutes left or so. We actually have seven. Of this debut show, this is great. Mechanic excellence. Okay, so, you know, people trust you, obviously. You know, customer service, just off the charts, excellent stuff. But mechanic excellence is important. And I know you have certain certification requirements. You know, some of your, obviously, your employees' certifications, the shop is BB accredited, I think it is. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
ASC certification is really important. I think it all has to come down to having the job done professionally or not. There's a lot of people out there that claim they're mechanics, but when it comes down to it, they don't know how to use a lot of the technology that's out there to properly fix that vehicle, to torque that bolt properly. I mean, there's certain specifications on each repair. And we have it all laid out with our programs that we have. And then also having mechanics that are ASC certified. There's eight different certifications out there. And to have them all is just a really big plus. And each one of our guys specializes in one part of the industry more than the other, which is really good. They're all great at what they do, but one may have more knowledge with European cars. They may know how to work on Ferraris and Mercedes-Benzes. The other guys will have more experience in rebuilding the motors, doing timing belts. One may be a suspension expert and also be able to correctly align the vehicle properly, all that type of stuff. So that's very important.
You know, that's interesting. I didn't think of that, but that is great to have certain specialties.
Yeah, it separates, you know, having the job done professionally, or what I call a Band-Aid thing.
Yeah.
Nobody wants a Band-Aid repair, but, you know, there's a lot of that going on out there.
I believe it. And, I mean, especially, you know, your hard-earned money, if you want to if you're going to spend it, you certainly want to make sure it's excellent, not just
professionally done.
That's even a better description, professionally done. That will stand behind it, too. You know,
yes.
Because you never. Last thing you want to know is you get your car back and the next day, oh, where'd that auto mechanic go? They're out of business. That would be horrible.
I've seen that out there.
Have you?
Yeah. I've seen customers go and spend, put a new transmission in their vehicle, and they don't pay attention to the warranty. The warranty says everything. If you see a 90-day warranty, wake up. 90 days. I mean, you're only going to stand behind your product for 90 days?
That's a good point. That is a really good point. And so like a transmission, well, you talked about engines. I think you said 3 years.
Unlimited mileage parts with labor. We really back it up because we know our supplier builds these motors. They stand behind what they do. They will back us up on it if something fails. And you know what? Not everything is 100%. We'll have one fail out of maybe 100. But they'll back it up.
Yeah. I mean, that's just that things like that happen. But backing it up, knowing that, and that's the safety, the trust feature.
Yeah.
Too.
And if you see a 6-month warranty or a 90-day warranty, just beware. I mean, you're going to spend all this money only to warranty it for 6 months? Come on.
I think that happened to me once on a transmission. I spent 1,200 or 1,800, something like that. And this was a long time ago. And it went out again, but it went out like after 6 months and it wasn't under warranty. I had to spend it again.
That's the Band-Aid repair.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's like every 6 months, you're gonna just to get around. It's like by then I could have bought a new car.
You have to make the customer feel good, give them good warranties, stand behind your stuff.
That's a really good point. I think that's a great lesson here today is check out, though. You know, don't be shy to ask what warranties do they have. And you're saying if it's pretty short term, 90 days would be... What, 6 months would be, I guess?
I will not deal with vendors that don't offer any, you know, if they offer some ridiculous warranty.
Oh.
I won't even touch them.
So you find the ones that really...
That will back you up.
They
back their stuff up.
Yeah. So important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's also a reflection on you if something goes wrong, if it's not the right vendor.
It's huge, and it's a huge embarrassment. But you know what? We always take care of it. Sometimes it does happen, but we will take care of it. We will get that tow truck out there. We will send somebody out there to pick you up.
Oh.
Absolutely.
If it's, really?
Yeah.
So you'll even send it. You don't have to be part of auto AA club or whatever.
No, we
it's
offer free towing.
Really?
Yes, we do.
Oh, my. I know the automobile club, they have like 5-mile towing, or you could spend the extra and get 100-mile towing, and
right.
Never knew what I should get on that. Well, I guess if you drive in the desert, beware.
Yeah.
Don't get it fixed in a small town you never heard of, like right. that the Twilight Zone has always advertised.
Yeah.
Remember that show?
Yeah, being stuck in that little town.
Yeah, like Willoughby or something.
Yeah.
Or no, that was when the guy fell off the train. But anyway, only 2 minutes left. Let's give out some contact information once again. I have your phone number. It's 602-956-3781. That's the phone number, Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair. And what's your address? You're actually near the studio here.
Yes, we are. We're at 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 85018.
Wow, and your hours are very good, too. What, Monday through Friday, 8 to 6?
8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 2.
And you have shuttle service.
Yes, we do.
Which is important.
Extremely important.
Last thing you want to do is spend, 8 hours at the auto mechanic when you could be shuttled back to work or a movie or a restaurant.
Absolutely.
Or wherever you want to go.
Yes, that's very true.
That's sort of cool. I like it. And I like the fact that you are so close to the studio.
Thank you.
That is really cool. Can you believe this hour is zipped by? I mean, it's already an hour. It's hard to believe. It's like we just started. And again, Alexander Mellis, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to seeing you every second Tuesday of the month from 2 to 3.
And we're going to have some pretty cool shows coming up.
Oh, yeah. Some great shows.
And I appreciate David. Thank you for letting me on your show.
Thank you. Absolutely. We're really excited about that. Car Care and You, starring Alexander Mellis, owner of Alexander's All Care Automotive. Let's hear. What song is... Oh, The Who. Yeah, he knows what I like. My generation. Okay, see, we're sort of in the same generation, but I'm older. I will admit to that. Tommy, thank you. Stay tuned for Understanding Autism coming right up at 3 o'clock.
Don't try to dig what we all say. Trying to cause a big success.
This is Arizona Station, 1010 KXXT, Tolleson, Phoenix.
At Beerenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Hi, my name is Shirley Harshberger-Pridgett. I own Harshberger Assisted Living at 7202 West Libby Street in Glendale, Arizona. I'm inviting you to come over and visit my care home for the elderly. I have a 24-hour awake staff, and I care for all phases of illness, including hospice, Alzheimer's, and dementia. You don't need an appointment. Just drop by. My phone number is 623-842-1408. Again, it's 623-842-1408. Mention David Isaac's name, and your loved one's deposit will be free. Thank you, and God bless.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.